I guess. Injury-wise from the football game, nothing major to report. It's kind of the same guys. Questions?
Biz, you said you knew adversity would hit this season.
Sure.
Did you ever expect though to be at this level?
No. It's a good football team. It's a good football staff. So obviously it's going to be some adversity, but it's been four in a row, and it's not so much, if you lost to an NFL team, it's how you lose sometimes. And the Giants game bothers me, how we played out of the bye, how we lost that game. The Charger game, obviously being shut out, and yesterday, and those losses bother me because we work hard during the week and we expect to win games, and expect to compete. And yesterday it felt like, it was out of whack early. We lost the game early and guys kept playing, to their credit, they kept fighting and playing. We had some guys pressing to make plays, but that's natural when you're down by three or four scores. But I expected a better result yesterday, that being said.
Are you satisfied with the play calling on offense?
Am I satisfied with the play calling? I've said this after every loss, that we've got to coach better. When you lose football games in this league, you have to coach better. You have to play better. It's a league that's really built and operated to have equal parts. So the difference sometimes is the coaching. The difference is the scheme and play calling. So when you don't win, absolutely you have to coach better. And that starts with me, and I understand that because in this league, coaching is very, very important, and the better coach teams win. I'll leave it at that.
Is Brock your quarterback against the Patriots?
Yes, he is.
And what
well, I thought Brock had an excellent week of preparation. It felt good to our team. It was a confident week. The energy was better. It was urgent. It was detailed. The meetings were better. So Brock's experience and Brock's personality really helped our team bounce back and gave us confidence going into this week. So I think Brock's earned it from that standpoint. In the football game, it wasn't perfect again. He had two interceptions, which he can't have. He understands that. He had a couple ill-advised throws. But Brock did some good things as far as putting us in good plays. The red zone audible to DT for the touchdown, that was one of Brock's audibles. So I think Brock deserves one more week to kind of prove he's the guy for us, because he had a great week of preparation.
If that week doesn't work out?
Well, again, I'm only concerned about the Patriot week, and, we'll see where we are next Monday.
On the broadcast, you said that Paxton Lynch wasn't physically or mentally ready.
Sure.
What did you mean by that?
Well, what I meant by that was physically he's been hurt. He played his last football game week three of preseason. He threw for 4 days, prior to our last game. That's the physical part. The mental part, I was speaking more to, he hadn't played football. He hadn't been on a football field. That part I was speaking to, not what you're leading to, his lack of football IQ. I wasn't talking about that. I was more talking about time on the job. He's missed so much time. So to put him in an NFL game, week 10 wouldn't be fair to our football team or fair to Paxton. That's what I meant.
In each of the past 4 weeks, with the exception of that first loss at Buffalo, you have said afterwards that you had a great week of practice and a great game plan.
Sure.
Where's the disconnect on Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you this. I told the players this 5 minutes ago. I said, guys, we have worked hard, and that's to your credit. We have put some good work in. But you're judged on Sundays, okay? You're judged one day a week, and that's the week you have to show up and perform. So the practice has it's been good. But it should be good. We're NFL players and NFL coaches. We get paid to do this job, so we should have good work each week. It has not translated in 4 weeks, obviously, to wins. But that's what I meant there. But, you're judged on Sundays, so no excuses there, guys. Okay, we're judged on Sundays, and 4 times this year it hadn't happened. And it hadn't happened in a big way 3 out of those 4 times.
When guys' effort gets questioned, how it looked, whether that's perception or reality, how do you create that accountability at a halfway point with a team that's used to winning? They're not used to this.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't question the effort after watching the tape. It was tough to see during the game because you can't watch every player each play. But after watching the tape, I don't question the effort. I really don't. I question guys pressing. I question guys trying to make plays. I question guys freelancing, trying to make plays. That I do question. But the effort was there. The effort was there. You know, and that team was a good football team. They showed up with a lot of enthusiasm. They played hard also, you know, but the effort was there from our football team.
Vance, why do you think frustration seems to affect this team? One mistake kind of leads to another. You have guys with multiple penalties.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Stacking them. But do you have a feel for why that's happened?
The penalties, guys, it's two parts of penalties. It's penalties before the whistle, and it's penalties in between the whistles. The ones before the whistle, that's undisciplined, and we can't have that. You know, we had Vaughn and Shane Ray jump off sides four times, and I think two times on third downs. You know, it's third and 10, it goes to 5. That changes the entire down, you know, from getting off the field to now half and half. So that we can't have. That's undisciplined. Okay, we got to fix that. We got to simply watch the football and get off on the right count, okay, and rush the passer, okay? The penalty is after the whistle, okay, with Garrett Bowles with, you know, I'm not sure what he did to the guy, but he got penalized for it. We can't have it. It's undisciplined, okay? And that's been addressed with him on numerous occasions, so we got to fix him, because after the play is over, it's over. Go back to the huddle, play the next play. So that part we have to fix. The in-between the whistle penalties, okay, you can understand those. They're playing hard. Okay, now, some of them you can't have, like the one we had a hold on a boot play. I mean, that's experience, right? It's a boot. Don't hold a guy, right? You just got to shield a guy, make him go around you, and we boot in the other way. But when guys are playing hard in between the whistle, you can kind of justify some of those penalties because they're playing football. You know, the Zach Kerr penalty on the quarterback. I mean, he was told all week to finish the play because this quarterback doesn't slide. So he finished the play, and he was penalized for roughing a passer. That happens. They score the next play. So it's two parts. So you guys are absolutely correct. Some of the penalties are undisciplined, and we can't have them. The ones before and after the whistle, we cannot have. In between a whistle, it's part of football.
Coach, you're at the halfway point for things in colors. One of your slogans was truth.
Yes.
What's the truth about this team at this point of the season?
The truth about our team at this point of the season is that we are 3-5. That's who we are. You know, we've won 3 games and we've lost 5, and we've lost all 5 the same way. You know, so again, it starts with me, and I say that, guys, because, you know, I'm not just coach talking, you guys. I say that because we have to figure out our brand of football to maximize our chances of winning. And that comes from me, you know. So I have to figure out what's our best formula to win as a team. You know, we've played great defense, you know, most of the time. Yesterday, we didn't play great defense. And offensively, we had a chance to have a decent day if the defense would have played better yesterday. So that's where I'm at as a head coach here. I'm trying to figure out what's the best formula for us to win football games. And again, it's not too late. We're at the midway point. Our division has come back to us some, you know, so we can still fix this thing. But I have to figure out a way to get our football team to play their best football on Sundays.
Along those lines, will you change anything you do in practices or the structure of game days or anything?
Well, you have to change something. You know, we can't continue to go down the same path and expect different results. That's insanity, right? So we have to change something. And whether it's personnel, you know, whether it's how we game plan, how we call plays, how we play as a football team together, offensively and defensively and teams together, you know, that's also a thought. But I got to figure it out. You know, that's obviously being explored. You know, how do we win as a team and win cleaner and play a cleaner competitive game on Sundays?
Time for a few more for the coach?
You personally, you know, you're kind of in a crisis mode, it seems like.
Yeah, that's okay.
And you haven't had any experience in this as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the thoughts you had as you were coming back on the plane and waking up this morning, what you have to do?
Well, I have to coach better. You know, I have to coach better and get our coaches to coach better, because things in a football game that's happening, it's not by accident. You know, so we have to figure out a way to coach our players better and to have better game plans and to manage the games better, you know, from my perspective. Obviously, it's a hard league. You know, I've been in the league a long time, so it's not my first go around as far as having adversity during the season. So I understand this, okay? We have time, but time's running out. You know, so we got to fix it right now. You know, our division is, you know, right now is all come back to us. So we do have time to rectify the season and to have a chance to finish on a positive note. So that's my entire goal.
Final two, Rich and Andy.
As a young coach,
yeah.
Are there people in your network you reach out to? I mean, obviously, maybe coaches that are retired that have mm-hmm. been in this situation before. Will you rely on people like that to give you advice?
Well, you always do. You know, even when it's positive, I've called different guys I've worked with just to get advice on how to keep it going. You know, when it's positive, and obviously when it's bad, how to get it back going. But again, you know, I'm a first time head coach, but I've been in the league a long time, so I get it. You know, and players and coaches have to win football games, and that's where it starts. And in our room over there, you know, we got to play better, we got to coach better, and play a better brand of football. So that being said, you know, back to the drawing board, and we got a big game on Sunday. You know, a chance to get back to on the winning side.
Last question,
yes.
What's your decision on Jake Butt and Chad Kelly in terms of IR?
They're both going to go down. You know, yes. Chet Kelly, obviously, you know, he came back to practice last week, and obviously numbers-wise, it doesn't make sense for our football team. And we were hoping that Jake can come back and help us at this point, but he's not ready yet. So we're going to put both of those guys down.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you guys for your time, okay? Enjoy your day.